AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with the Iran nuclear talks in Switzerland. A deadline is just hours away, and we're hearing that negotiators will soon issue a statement. Our Matt Lee is in Luzon.
What we're hearing from officials who are involved in the talks is that they have reached an agreement to come out with a general statement that lacks a high degree of specifics, but will also be accompanied by some additional documents that will contain more technical details about the understandings that they have reached.
The idea here is to limit Iran's nuclear activities, and in exchange, Tehran would get some relief from economic sanctions imposed on it. It could soon be tougher for states here in the U.S. that impose the death penalty to get the lethal drugs for executions. A leading pharmacists association is discouraging members from providing such drugs. Our Julie Watson on the influence of the American Pharmacists Association.
The association is one of the largest pharmacy associations, and it doesn't have any legal teeth, so it can't bar pharmacies from providing these drugs that can be used in lethal injections. But it does set the ethical standards for pharmacists and is followed widely.
We're learning that today the U.S. will promise to cut greenhouse gas emissions. This would be part of a worldwide treaty aimed at preventing the worst effects of climate change. Our Shirley Smith is in Washington.
The U.S. goal of 26% to 28% by the year 2025 isn't new. President Obama unveiled it last year in Beijing. Still, the U.S. proposal has drawn intense interest from countries that haven't said how much they plan to cut emissions as part of the treaty.
Safety advocates say many tractor trailers are driven faster than the 75 miles per hour their tires are designed to handle, a practice that has been linked to wrecks and blowouts. This is AP Radio News. Turns out Hillary Clinton also used an iPad for email while she was Secretary of State. Our Sandy Kozel is in Washington with this story.
Hillary Rodham Clinton has claimed she exclusively used a personal email address on a homebrew server so she could carry a single device while a cabinet member. But documents obtained by the Associated Press show Clinton emailed her staff on an iPad as well as a BlackBerry while Secretary of State. The State Department released four emails between Clinton and top advisors as part of a Freedom of Information Act request that was filed in 2013 by the AP, which sought Clinton's correspondence with senior advisors over a four-year period relating to drone strikes overseas and U.S. surveillance programs. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
Lawyers for Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev opened their case yesterday before jurors, trying to show that his older brother was the driving force behind the 2013 terror attack. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.